first one that loudly starts singing the song. I got to hear it.
I have my money on Gressel, by the way, but let's go.
That's surprisingly good, actually.
You guys ready?
Bring it.
All I do is win,
no matter what.
What's going on, guys? I hope you enjoyed that. This is Alex Pardo, and you're listening to episode 300 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friends? I am so pumped. Hopefully you enjoyed that. And guys, I want to just start by telling you that was the ending of our daily huddle, a daily huddle that we recently had. That was the ending. So I wanted to do something different. You know, I was really thinking about how do I deliver something different on episode 300? You know, to me, the century marks are the milestones. I remember for episode 100, episode 200, we're in episode 300 of the Flip Empire Show, which to me is a big accomplishment. And I continue to be inspired to just keep pushing forward and keep figuring out ways to deliver the best information to you that can help you in your business and ultimately in your life to give you that freedom that you're probably searching, right? And so on this particular episode, I thought I would introduce you to some of the people that are most important in my life aside from, you know, my wife and my girls and my you know, my parents, my sister, my family. This is my extended family, right? And you guys are also an extension of that family just by virtue of, you know, entrusting me to just give me your time and give me your attention so that I can hop on this show and just do my best to over deliver for you. So thank you again for tuning in. I know I always say that, but I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. And I'm extremely appreciative of you. And now I want to introduce you to my extended family, which is my team here in our wholesaling operation in South Florida. And unfortunately, we had one team member that was not able to be on this daily huddle, but this was a live daily huddle. And my intention, I didn't even know I was going to be, you know, publishing this to the world and giving you guys a behind the scenes sneak peek as to what one of our daily huddles looks like. And this is something that we implemented at the beginning of the year. And like you hear me mention on the huddle, it's been a game changer for us. It's tightened our culture that much more. Our culture was always strong. We're very, very close. That's the biggest asset that our business has is the people, the relationship, the culture we have, how we go above and beyond for each other, et cetera. And I think you're going to get a little bit of a taste of this, but not only that, if you're not running a daily huddle, I actually recorded another podcast episode specifically on what that structure looks like. So I'll include that link in the show notes page so you guys can check it out. But now you're going to be able to see it live and in action, and you're going to kind of get a feel for not just what's working, but also what's not working. Because our huddle, I start with doing some quick reporting on the key performance indicators, you know, some of the main KPIs that we want to keep our eye on a daily basis. From there, we transition and we celebrate wins because I think it's extremely important as a team to celebrate the wins and the victories. We pivot and move into the challenges because we have challenges, guys, like anybody else. We do not have this all figured out. Just because I host a podcast and I'm on here and some, you know, some people see me as an authority figure, an expert, believe me, I have just as many challenges, if not more than many people out there. I don't want to say you because I don't know your situation, but we deal with a lot like everybody else. But every challenge is an opportunity to grow, to get better. And I understand that sounds very cliche, but it's the truth. You know, and that's one of the reasons I think this show has done so well is because I'm not only sharing with you the wins, but I'm sharing with you the challenges. And I know myself, I learn some, and oftentimes I learn more from the challenges, from people's challenges than from the wins. So in this huddle, we talk about some challenges. Sometimes they're minor challenges and sometimes they're big challenges. And then after that, we move into who got caught being awesome. Again, another culture builder. We get to celebrate each other and we get to recognize each other for our accomplishments and the things that we're doing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis within the business, or even outside of the business. Sometimes it's personal. Sometimes we recognize each other for being awesome on a personal side of things. And then from there, we talk about just kind of, you know, blanket umbrella type thing, anything that hasn't been brought up. And then we like to end our shows by each one of us, every different huddle, will pick a song on YouTube and we'll have it queued up and ready to go. We'll play it. The person that sings the first 5 to 10 seconds of that song and says who it is usually gets some type of small prize or something. And it's a way, you know, when you have team huddles, most meetings, quote unquote, are boring, right? Ours are the complete opposite. I mean, I find that we look forward to it. I know I look forward to it, and I've gotten feedback from other team members that they look forward to the huddle. Not only does it give everybody in the company an opportunity to keep their finger on the pulse and know what's going on across the different departments, but it's a way for us, again, because we're friends and we consider each other family, it's an opportunity to just connect every single day, see each other live on Zoom. And then this is the way that we end this. It fills us with energy. It's 9 out of 10 times we're cracking up because it's just funny, and it gets the endorphins pumping and it just starts us off. So every single day, Tuesday through Friday, we have our daily huddle starts at 9:37 a.m. Eastern, ends at 9:52. Okay. This is actually a little bit of an anomaly because we went over on this one. This is actually the huddle that lasted the longest. It was about 18, 19 minutes. Most of the time, we start and stop at the same time, 15 minutes. You definitely don't want the huddle to be longer than 20 minutes. But anyway, I wanted to just give you guys a behind the scenes sneak peek into what it's like to, you know, to be on our team. And this is just a huddle. This is just a 15 minute, 20 minute snippet of one of our days. And I wanted to share it with you. I had no intentions of doing that. And as I was thinking how I could deliver something kind of unique on episode 300 to celebrate the 300th episode of the Flip Empire Show, I thought that I would introduce you to my family. There was only one team member that unfortunately was not able to be on. But anyways, I wanted to do this for you. And guys, I'm also going to be doing more behind the scenes type footage. So make sure that you follow me on Instagram at AlexPardo25. Check out my IG stories. And if you're not connected with me on Facebook, make sure that you reach out. Let me know that you heard me on the show, and I'd love to connect with you. So, all right, let's jump into, this is a daily huddle that we recently had with our team here at FLA Home Solutions.
All right, guys. Well, yes. Happy Wednesday. Excited to jump on the huddle with you guys. I always look forward to these things. We make them fun, and I think they've been a game changer for our team and for the business. So let me quickly jump into the KPIs, guys. So as of right now, looks like 21 net leads have been generated. I expect that number will definitely increase with some of the campaigns we have dropping today, tomorrow, and Friday. But Adrian can give us an update on that. Six appointments scheduled as of right now. I think one of them is today, a couple tomorrow, a couple Friday, one Saturday, and then I think we have some next week as well already on the books. We have 4 appointments that have been completed so far. One of those we expect to ink on Friday, it looks like. Unique commercial property that we should be tying down. And then, you know, same as far as the numbers, you know, deals closed, revenue generated and all that. We have a closing on Monday that we're expecting. And then we're working on getting some more in the pipeline here. So those are the updates on the numbers, guys. Any quick questions or comments before we keep going?
No.
No?
Okay. Okay, awesome. So let's time to celebrate some wins. Who has something to share as far as that would fall into the win section?
I'll go. Okay. I think,
guys, can you come over here? Because I don't think we can hear you very well. Yeah. Hold on. All right, guys. Give me one sec. E's bouncing over here. All right. What do you got, E?
So I think a win is the fact that we went on an appointment yesterday, which is that commercial one, despite the fact that we were quasi prepared for it, doesn't deter from the fact that it looks very promising, and it's a completely different property for us. So I think that's a win, you know, like challenging ourselves and not being like, oh, that's not the type of property we tend to acquire or anything like that, and not letting that hold us back. So I like to say that's a win because if it, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be, and it will be a great, I guess it just adds to our resume as a company, the fact that we were able to acquire now like a commercial property.
Yeah, I mean, obviously to your point, real estate is real estate. So yeah, we want to stick to, you know, our bread and butter, but if an opportunity comes up, obviously, you know,
yeah,
we're going to take advantage of it. And if it's a homeowner we can help, or a property we can help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll add to that, like, it also helped. I spent a lot of time underwriting this one. It's different. And again, it's not a commercial property in the sense that we're going to market it that way, but it doesn't matter. Like, my numbers ended up being right where other investors seem to be. And as I mentioned, I kind of pulled those numbers from air after going through this a lot. So it helped to kind of validate the underwriting that I did to where we have a chance to move this thing.
You're good. Afi's good. Afi's good at his underwriting.
Afi's like half human.
Half human.
Yeah, we get it.
That would be only normal.
Half mad, half amazing.
Yeah, half amazing, half Tom Brady, right?
I'll take it.
The man crush Adrian has on Brady is unbelievable. All right, so anyone else, just to kind of keep things rolling here, anybody, Blader, Ein, Gressel, anybody has any other wins to add?
Wins, I think for me personally, I think the level of, you know, although I still got a long ways to go as far as my level of preparation with Afi helping on the underwriting and the level of confidence that I felt in the negotiation phase of it, you know, it's leaps and bounds from where I was when I first started. You know, so I think that that's definitely a win, but there's still, you know, there's definitely a lot more that to grow from there. So, but I think it's a win, you know, where we're at. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would agree with you, man. I think you're, you know, there's a saying, progress, not perfection. And I think as long as we're taking steps each day, you're going to feel more and more comfortable with each rep, each at bat, each opportunity you get to meet with sellers. And especially now that you're going to see, you're in the process of going through an entire sales cycle. But everything from leads coming in, you know, taking some calls, the prep time heading into the appointment, the actual appointment, signing of the contract, and then moving on from there. So, yeah, man, you're making a lot of progress. We're all proud of you, and obviously, you know, we got your back. So,
oh my God, he's wearing a jersey.
Hold on, guys. Afi just put on a Tom Brady jersey. Let me mute him really quick. So, I'm literally muting him, and I am taking him off video. So, let me see something. If I remove him, I'm not. All right, so I'm not gonna allow this rabbit to continue. In the meantime, he's gonna
stop his video.
He's gonna stay muted for now. So. All right, guys.
There we go.
Anybody have any other wins here?
I'm good. Right.
Awesome. Oh, I think one of the new text campaigns that we got launching obviously is a big win. Adrian is in the process of building out the SOPs and the system for that, and I think we're nearing. You know,
it's about 75% done.
Okay.
Yeah.
95% done. You said
75.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. We'll get it to 95 by the end of the week, I think. So.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, all right, guys. Challenges. What do we have in the way of challenges that we need to kind of bring to the forefront and quickly discuss?
Podio right now has some leads that need to be addressed, and they're mostly Elizabeth to review.
Okay.
I've tried to take a look at some of them, but I'm not sure if I. You know, I think it's good to have a personal touch because some of these leads they've Elizabeth or Blader have met in person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I think having that personal touch would be good, but that seems to be a little bit of a backlog right now.
Yeah. It looks like right now there's seven that are past due.
We don't have our next appointment until 3.
So yeah, if you can knock them out.
So there's time today for that.
And then I think I'm sold to you.
18 past due, not 8.
I'm only seeing 7 Elizabeth to review past dues. Are you just speaking generally or are you talking specifically?
Yeah, click past due. No, click past due next to you.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah, some of them are appointments and stuff that have already you guys have already been on. And
yeah.
You got to fill in the details, you know what I mean? So these are something I cannot help with.
Yeah. Okay. So if you can take a look at that, you guys can, you can't see my screen here, but so apparently later, remember when the appointment is set, we can't have a past due. We need to have an updated next action date. Cause you see right here, we have 4 appointments set but four of them, three of them have next action dates of the 4th of March. One of them has the 5th. So the next action date on these appointments needs to be the day before the appointment to reconfirm and then update it to the actual day of the appointment. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But I'm just a little confused as to how that got there, how it happened.
Okay. So we can address it. We don't want to, like, you know,
IDS
anything right now. But if you can address the Elizabeth's reviews and the completed appointments.
I'll take care of that past due today.
But, yeah, as far as the appointment set, you know, I'm not, we can dive, you can dive into each one and you can look at the comments and you can see the timestamps. It just seems like these appointments were completed, but nobody ever.
Oh, got you.
Not to mention, that was also a challenge I had that I sent you. Remember the Voxer update? You need to add that link to the lead record.
Yeah, I guess that will be definitely a challenge for me. Is like Podio, I guess, or updating all of these records.
We're actually gonna do. You don't know this, but because you don't have an appointment until 3, let's do some training right after this. Area we got to get you up to speed on. Okay, so we'll knock that out. Don't worry about it. I got you covered there.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other challenges, team?
I'm good.
No. Okay. Let me see here. Let me just quickly review challenges from yesterday. So Neva and Ayn are going to have a call tomorrow about even going deeper on these. So I think that's gonna continue to help. And we already talked about the keeping the next action dates tighter. And I sent you some comments on that. I know yesterday you were sick. You weren't able to be on. Excuse me. So there was just a couple instances. Yeah. But let's just try to keep those next action dates closer, especially when we have the SMS messages.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Awesome, guys. All right. Who got caught being awesome?
Ayn.
For sure.
Ayn. Look, Ayn's head is getting – she's feeling sick, but her head's getting bigger over here.
Yeah, I for sure got caught awesome. I'll say because I kind of echo what Afi was talking about with the notes. I mean, it's so helpful. You know, the more notes, the better, just because it really gives you a feel for the conversation. I know for me, it saves me a lot of time because, you know, on one of those occasions, I was coming out of an appointment. And again, just to kind of refresh as I'm, you know, driving or whatever, I can... Not driving, but like as I'm, you know, getting there, I can read real quick versus like listening to the entire call. I got the highlights. So that's really good. You know, so I think that's super awesome. And the fact that you're sick and still doing it, I think is even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, your notes have seriously been awesome. So.
And I wanted to call out that. I put it here on the screen here. The Jan Hilton Homestead appointment, I underwrote it last night. I think that appointment's tomorrow at 3 later. Yeah. But it's one of those situations where it was, she doesn't, you know, they want full retail. If you put two sentences, wants full retail, needs some work, go. I'm still okay underwriting it, but now I'm like, okay, I was there in the conversation with you. I know exactly how to frame the numbers for Blader on the underwriting side. Like it really, really, I'm not just saying this just to say it. Like, I'm like, damn, that one's really good. So you're awesome, Ayn.
Beautiful. I echo that. Ayn is not feeling too hot, so
thanks, guys.
I know she's happy to hear that. Okay. Anybody else, guys?
I'd like to say Adrian is very awesome with the new text campaigns. I know it's kind of difficult figuring it out because it's all new to him, but he found a way with it, and he's really so cool, especially with the training that we did last week.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Gressel. Thank you. I've made a lot of progress on that this week as well. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward.
Thanks for your efforts there, man. I'm looking forward to putting that into overdrive here. So
I really want to say Ayn as well. So I echo that, and Afi for coming like that. The help with the underwriting that he's doing.
Yeah.
So helpful.
It wouldn't have been the same without his help. So definitely awesome. Awesome having you guys.
Yep. Another example of that core value that just always pops up on a daily basis, going above and beyond for each other. So, thank you, man. Thank you for stepping up there. And things will start to kind of, the pressure will be alleviated a little bit once E gets back to her role in the next week or so. And Blader's, you know, we throw Blader off that cliff, so he's already starting to build his wings, but his wings are gonna get stronger once he's out there solo.
I feel like a baby chicken, like with that phone call that I had yesterday, like Alex, what do I do? And you're like, whoa, you're just still in the car, my guy. Just relax. I'm like, wait, he's not here. I don't know what to do. And you're like, wait, you know what to do.
I had to put my arms. I had to pop you. I had to say, "Hold on, let me give you your Mimi. It's gonna be okay."
I'm getting as red as my sweater, bro. But yeah, it's definitely true. I was panicking. I don't know what happened. Realistically, I mean, I was ready. I was prepared, but kind of like the pregame jitters. But you know, once I got in there, it was like everything just, it was natural. It was like, you know, but.
So it's okay. It's okay. Once you're patient, then the jitters go away.
Let me mute Adrian. Hold on. All right. Okay. So Adrian's muted now. So he's muted. He's talking, but we can just read his lips. Anyways, Blader. No, I think to your point, man. It's I think sometimes. Oh, you know what's a shame is that this is being recorded, but I had the thing over here. All right, no, let me unmute him now. All jokes aside, I think Blader, number one, anytime you're feeling like that, pick up the phone and call one of us, whether it's Neva, myself, anybody, so we can kind of help you through that. But you've been in this role, what, a month? You know, if that, this is normal, man. But don't, I think to your point, you realize that don't overthink it. You know, okay. The what's that saying? The separation comes in the preparation.
Yeah.
If you put in the time and you prepare, you know, you know the sales process, you have that natural ability, just lean on that and sure, pick up the phone and we could talk through some things, but don't psych yourself out either.
Right.
I want to add one thing real quick. So I know you're getting pushed off the ledge, starting next week or something, going on appointments, but I'm not pushing you off the cliff yet on underwriting. I still got your back for that for as long as you need. I think we'll have a transition period because I do need you to get in comfortable with the point. That will require some more time and I got your back on that one. So you'll still have that support.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome, guys. Awesome. Okay. Lastly, we got about a minute here before we wrap up. Anything that has not been brought up or discussed? I think the one thing I forgot to mention in the challenges section is we need to be, you know, speaking of preparation, you know, we should have had that commercial contract so that we could have gotten that deal on the spot. Not having that, you know, it's now going to delay things a couple of days, and I don't anticipate any hiccups, but you know how these things go.
Yeah.
So that I put that on me because Blader, you know, you probably wouldn't have known unless you just happened, but that's on me. And then also E, you know, that's on that we needed to have.
Yeah. I when I was there, I realized that I told Blader, we don't have a commercial contract.
Yeah. That's on us for not being fully prepared there. So anything else? I know that we'll rectify that movie.
Something that I just kind of thought about right now is, and I don't know if you guys think it's even worth it or not, but maybe going to him or calling him up at work, because he works in some casino. E, remember? I forgot the name of the casino. And seeing if we could just go out there and being like, hey, you know, we're in the area, you know, when's your break or whatever? Let's just go ahead and answer any questions and get this thing locked. Like, we can, at least for him, so he can think that it's fine just in case. You know, not think that it's signed, but like maybe some sort of action that kind of, you know, gets a commitment from him. We kind of test the deal that way. We'll realize and know right away if he's like, no, let's just on Friday for whatever reason, I want to talk to somebody else or whatever. We'll kind of get a better feel for it. I don't know.
You guys, I'm with you. Not to cut you off just because I want to end here in the next like 30 seconds, but I'm with you, man. I think it's worth a call and let's schedule some time to get together with them. And let's say, hey, look, I had an opportunity to discuss it with my partners. We reviewed everything. I know we're still going to see the property on Friday, but we'd like to go ahead and get the process started with ordering title, lien, and that'll just, you know.
And tell him it's just to start the due diligence period.
Yeah, to start. That way we don't waste any time in the due diligence period. We can go ahead and let's just get together. We can put it in writing, and then that way we can move forward. So I think it's a great suggestion. Why don't you go ahead and make that call right after the huddle, and then you and I just stay on Zoom, and we can hop back on and do some training.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, that's
talk about it offline, whatever else you might have. So, all right, guys, I got a song here queued up, and the first one that sings at least 5 to 10 seconds of this song, we'll get a surprise when we get together for our company outing at Lucky Strike. All right. laser tag / lucky strike. That person will get.
At what time is that at?
It could be dinners on me. It could be, I don't know. But
let's get to it. Come on.
Somebody's got to bring it. First one that loudly starts singing the song. I got to hear it.
I have my money on Gressel, by the way, but let's go.
That's surprisingly good, actually.
You guys ready?
Bring it.
All I do is win,
no matter what.
Come on. I can't hear it anymore. Come on. So, Alex.
Alright. Also, I think I
want Alex. No joke, I had that queued up in case you didn't have one. No joke. We have to play All I Do Is Win. No joke.
Damn, you guys are on.
No joke.
Great minds think alike. Awesome. Boy, hey, I think I heard Blader first. So,
hey.
Blader, you.
Babo. You heard Babo.
Babo.
Blader's got to leave the Hialeah on ice.
Hey, leave the Hialeah on ice.
He hasn't said it in a while. How much you
know? Blader, I got you dinner at Lucky Strike when we connect. So actually, that's not fair because I have everybody's dinner that night. So that's not fair.
Hey, I'll take it, man. A win is a win. All I do is win.
I want to end with one thing. So you know who else all they do is win?
Oh, right, my God.
You can't deny it. You can't deny it.
I just muted Adrian. Adrian and his Brady loving self. All right, guys.
Brady loving self.
All right, love you guys. Let's
all right, guys.
Bye.
All I do is win, no matter what. So what's up, guys? So what did you guys think of that Daily Huddle? So that was the song. It was my turn to cue up a song. I like DJ Khaled. You know, he's a little bit out there, but I absolutely love that song. I think it's an inspiring song. It pumps me up. I have really good memories with that song. And it's also a song I try to choose, you know, I try to tell the team, hey, guys, choose songs that are like somewhat popular. I mean, you don't have to choose like the most popular recent song, but if you choose some random song, you know, that nobody's going to know, that kind of defeats the whole purpose. Right. So anyways, we do a pretty good job of choosing some good songs. Sometimes most of the time people know it and we always get somebody to step up. I remember last month I actually started doing the, what's it called? That dance now where you, I'm forgetting anyways, but I jumped on camera and everybody just started cracking up and making fun of me. So can't take yourself too serious. Got to have some fun. Got to work hard, work smart, play hard, have fun. If you're not having fun, guys, with what you're doing, what's the point, right? What is the point if you're not enjoying yourself? So, you know, hopefully this gave you an insight as to how we run our daily huddles, and maybe there's something you can take from there. But really the takeaway for me is make sure you guys are having fun, enjoy yourself, put a smile, don't take yourself too serious, work hard, you know, do what you got to do, roll up your sleeves, get in there, work on the business, not just in the business, but make sure you're having fun in the process. Okay, guys. So I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you again. Make sure to connect with me on Instagram at AlexPardo25 and make sure that you look me up on Facebook, and we will include the links, the show notes in the show notes page. And that's it. That's all I got. Look forward to connecting with you on episode 301 as we move to the next century mark, episode 400. Before you know it, it's here. Hopefully you're sticking with me, and hopefully we have some new people that join us along for the ride. Speaking of, guys, if you could do me the honor and the favor of leaving me an honest rating and review in iTunes, just go to flipempire.com/iTunes. Let me know what you think. Let me know how I can improve or what I'm doing well. And that's all I got. That's my only ask of you guys, if you've gotten any value. And if you haven't, do not leave me a rating and review. Let me earn it. All right. Appreciate you. Love you. Talk to you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.